Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Our question, who did you see in a birthday suit and was it good or bad? And here come those emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com. All right, with the time here, let's just jump into these birthdays. We've got quite a few. Gentlemen, today's my son Tyler's first birthday. He's been listening since he was born. And as a big fan, he claps now when he hears the intro. We're going to celebrate his birthday tomorrow with a small get-together of family doing the social distancing thing. Could you please give him a little kid face sandwich and ask Coach Ted to give him hyped up for his first birthday? Much appreciated, boys. We love what you do. Thanks again. That from your Kia Stinger enthusiast known as Andrew.
Fish sandwich!
All right. Not sure if a one-year-old has teeth or not. Coach doesn't have children. So you know what you'll do? You gotta get some corn in your life. Now you're gonna need your dad to cut the corn off the cob. Again, not sure how the teeth situation's working there. Other than that, though, you're one. It's time for ice cream, and don't let him tell you no.
I don't remember what the kid. They're on solid food at that point, right?
I don't remember either.
I mean, I'm looking at them like.
I didn't know what you were. It was basically saying, do kids have teeth at 1 year old? But I'm just not tracking it for a second.
Yeah, I know they can walk, so I'm assuming they can eat solid foods.
I honestly don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
This is a strange one, but I'll read it as it says. Happy birthday, Big Baller on one. Brandon B., Ultimate Fish Slayer on the Net Fish and Chill and Hooked on the PN Dub. Can we get two fish sandwiches from Big Baller on two?
Fish sandwich?
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
I'm guessing that's like a CB line or something. Maybe one guy's Big Baller One, he's Big Baller Two, fish a lot.
Could be. Like you're talking about like a CB radio?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Abacholas, my wonderful little nephew, Terrence, is celebrating his eighth birthday.
Terrence.
And as a young fan of the show, going way back 4 years, he asked me to make sure that I send you guys an email for his birthday wish, because everyone cool gets one. So, could you give him an owl hitting the window, a kid fish sandwich, and Goofy and Mickey telling him to have fun during his birthday party barbecue tonight? Thanks, guys. That from Carla, his rock aunt.
Well, guys, I'm sure you have lots of fun at the old birthday barbecue tonight. And if her aunt really does rock, make sure she gives you a sip of some caffeine and some ice cream.
You know me, I stick with the Sprite. No caffeine. Can't have a mouse all jacked up. But I will say this. Remind your aunt every chance you can. You're cooler than her as you got the birthday wish.
Hello, guys. My son Tristan turns the Big 12 today. Can he get your penis is too small? Maybe Coach Ted talking about what the next year will bring him. Thanks, guys. We love you, Tristan. That from Mom, Serenity, PJ, Joshua, and Penelope. Thanks, guys, for everything you do.
12 years old, huh? Well, I got good news and bad news. Next year is going to be an exciting one. Bad news is things are going to get a little tough. You're going to get on some sports teams. They might have some cuts. So we got to start putting in that extra effort. You get to 13, it gets ruthless out there in the sports world. Plus, you don't play sports. Then when you get to 12, start playing an instrument. And if you don't play that, play some video games, man. You're 12.
Hmm? Hey, you people, please
Being good at Fortnite to me seems like playing sports.
That is the thing right now, yeah.
Hey, you people, please wish my son Hayden a happy 13th birthday by having Captain Crunch talk about taking school online and Coach Ted talking about working toward a third-degree black belt in Taekwondo and becoming a leader. Mm. Hugs and kisses and thank you, guys. That from the dad.
Well, certainly school would be a little different doing it online, but you can sit at your school now and eat Crunch Berries. The secret ingredient is people.
How old? 12 years old? How old?
13 years old there.
13 years old. All right, Hayden, here's the one thing. You're already second-degree black belt. When you get that third degree, remember, now you are the leader. You don't have to tell anybody how good you are, because everybody that walks in that dojo knows one thing. That's him. He's a third-degree black belt. You let them tell the other people. And remember, anybody that comes into your dojo is welcome.
I'm considered a third-degree sex offender in 17 countries.
Do not let Captain Crunch in the dojo.
That's a good idea.
Everybody's welcome, except Captain Crunch.
Nothing good happens when people meet me in person.
Gentlemen, today is my brother-in-law Rue's 20th birthday, hoping to have the dirty Germans talk about being a chief, and an inspirational quote from Miles. Thanks, bitches. That from Justin.
Yeah, a chief of what kind?
Yeah, I think the best part about being a chief is those giant contracts after you win Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you can be that kind of chief, or you can wear what we call the headdress. But in this case, this is just a dress that you will wear on your head.
Yeah, or maybe you're just really good at smoking.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go, Rue. Remember, Rue, as we all try to be happy at this point, you can't say happiness without penis.
Yeah, ha, penis.
Yeah, ha, penis.
Yes, ha, penis. Oliver Cholos, it is
That's how I say it every time. Yeah. Ha, penis.
It is my beautiful wife Kayla's birthday. It is her 21st birthday for the 10th time. We please give her a big old Leroy Jenkins and Mickey and Goofy telling her how we can celebrate her birthday during these COVID times. Thank you, you filthy animals. That from Timmy B.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Well, gosh, it sure is easy to have a good old time during these COVID times. I just walk up to old Mixture, drop on my back, and have him rub my belly. And he touches all 8 of my nipples.
I think the easiest way to have fun during COVID times is maybe for a change, your husband will stop using the fast pass when you're having sex. Stop skipping the line. Let her go first.
But if he doesn't have the fast pass, he's going to have to wait in line for everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid she finished first and got on the ride.
He's like a roller coaster. It's real fun for about 90 seconds.
Guys, today is my friend Jake's 22nd birthday. Can he please get an original face sandwich? The dirty German's talking about what he'll be doing with his girl tonight after work. Thanks, guys, and stay frosty. That from Chad in Rochester, New York.
Do you want to get a fish sandwich?
Yeah, what will you be doing with your girl after work tonight for your birthday? Hopefully setting up the video camera so you can tape us having sex.
Yeah, he's not going out for this treat. He's going to make his own homemade garbage plate.
Yeah. She's his own personal grub hub.
Liquor and horror. Today's my son Damien's 26th trip around the sun. He's theft-proofing his Honda. Good luck with that. Could I get Goofy and Mickey giving him tips on how to get his first, nor second, but third Honda stolen? Thanks, bitches. That from the God Foster.
Well, guys, that's a real simple one. Stop buying freaking Hondas. Everybody steals the damn cars.
Civics especially.
Every year, Honda, one of the number one stolen vehicles. And do you know why? Gooster knows why. Because they're easy to steal.
I mean, I don't know. Back in my day, we used to have this thing called the club. I'm not sure they even make them anymore. Maybe you should think about investing.
Troy has clubs.
Mixter used to use that to beat all of his employees into submission.
The only time you see a club is on the worst piece of crap that no one would ever steal. You ever notice that?
Yeah, like you'd rather own the club than the car.
An 87 Pontiac. Like, dude,
no one's taking that car. You don't need a club.
Bitches, I got a birthday request here for my wonderful
That's
wife.
That's got a weird vision of what that car looks like.
Birthday request for my wonderful wife, Roxanne. I know she would love the dirty Germans talking about selling a semi-truck parts and maybe an inspirational quote from Miles. That from her husband, David. Keep on rocking, guys. And love the show.
Yeah, if you know so much about these semi-trucks, then you will understand what I mean when I tell you I am Peterbilt.
Yeah, so you know, one of the best things about those giant trucks is those tires. They just shed the...
tread.
I always enjoy looking at the mud flaps.
Okay. Happy birthday, Roxanne, by the way. Remember, you don't have to sell your body to the night. Don't care if it's wrong or if it's right. Just get dirty, Roxanne.
Yeah.
Turn the big 3-0 today. We'd love a big old Leroy Jenkins and a pep talk from Coach Ted about turning 30. Thanks for the awesome show. That from James in Federal Way.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Man, turning 30 was awesome. It's a big birthday. Number one, you've already woken up in your 30s. So you realize now there's really nothing to sweat. But everybody does. Number two is, you turned 30 today. It's a Friday. Get out there and live it up. Socially distance-wise or an outdoor bar. But people owe you drinks, they owe you chicken wings, they owe you an elbow bump.
It's the old elbow bump.
I mean, I remember when I was 30, we were all elbow bumping. Mm-hmm.
When I was 30, I passed out on a pool table at the bar that we were throwing my party at.
Nice.
No, it was not nice. I had a 3-day hangover.
But it's your 30th birthday. That's true. Supposed to happen.
True.
A legitimate reciprocal birthday greeting to Dustin, a.k.a. Fart Blossom, on his 34th trip around the sun from Mom, Catherine, Auntie Karen, his dad, Ed, and the rest of the fam damily. Here's to many more years of shenanigans. Love you. Please give him an original fish sandwich and an owl hitting the window. Thanks, guys. That from Kat.
Too hard to get a fish sandwich.
Fellas, my coworker Travis turns 35 this day on Earth. He would love a fish sandwich and some dirty German. I know this would make his day. Thanks a ton, guys. That from Bart.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Yeah, tonight it'll be like watching National Geographic. I will introduce you to the hairless one-eyed skin weasel.
Yeah, and remember, some monkeys, they are not a do-it. They are make a love.
Beaches! It's my 39th trip around the big yellow thing. Can I get Coach Ted psyching me up for my first birthday being single in 18 years? Maybe a couple of thrill shotgun gets too, if you could. You guys rock. Can't wait to party when the stuff is over. Thanks, guys. That from James.
All right, James. First single birthday in 18 years. Number one, I would lead with that. Now listen, sympathy sex may seem sad, but it's still sex on your birthday. So why not use that angle? You walk in, you say, you know what, ladies? It's been 18 years since I've been single. Who wants to break this guy in?
Works every time.
Yeah, you got to do the double thumb pump at yourself. This guy's single.
Hello, you lovely gentlemen. My husband, Aaron, is 43 years old, the best partner that I could ever wish for. Wonderful father to our three girls, an amazing work ethic as well. He is exemplary role model and excels at everything he does. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Please help us send him a very happy birthday to an amazing man, friend, husband, and father. Can we get some turtle sex and the dirty, dirty Germans talking about whatever a squire might do at work? Or squires. Thanks so much. That from Emily Squires.
Yeah, my only experience with these squires would be Billy Squire, so I would imagine that you stroke a lot.
Yeah.
In the dark.
So I was singing the same thing. All the squires do that. By the way, what was the squires back in the day? I feel like my great-grandparents dealt with the squire.
Weren't squires like the... If I were a knight, but you are my assistant, and I'm training you up to be a knight, I believe, like, that was a squire? How old are your grandparents?
It's just great grandparents. It's Germany. Things are different.
Yeah.
There's knights, the squires.
Yeah.
There's even round tables.
Guys, want to wish Dan Sid a happy birthday. Don't really know how long it'll take you to finish college to study rocks. I mean, the rocks. Can you get dirty Germans talking about how the only rock we're will ever see with you is the one you snort? P.S. Cassie bought the cast iron pan. That from Josh, Casey. Casey and Booty Sweat.
Yeah, I don't know so much about these rocks, but if you like exploring things that are awfully hard, I have something for you.
Yeah, never forget, too, the best thing about the cast iron pan is cleaning it after every use. Really gets the flavor in.
Yeah.
Hey, Macholas, today is my dad's 51st birthday. Can you get Coach Ted talking about how he only has 4 years left until he can become a member of AARP?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, guys. That from his personal Uber Eats person. Hey, he's eligible right now there, John.
He is.
50 years old. You don't have to wait 4 more years.
And they're waiting for you.
They send me all the stuff all the time. I'm already in if I want to be.
Good news, John. You don't have to wait any longer. You're 51. You're over 50. You know what you start doing? You start knowing about AARP. They got travel plans. They got discounts. You like breakfast buffets? Well, my bad, they're gone. But you could have got a discount with your heart.
You could have.
You could have. And I just love their catchphrase. You don't know ARP. They're out there doing stuff. Get involved. By the way, ARP, I really respect the recruitment, but I'm only going to be 40 this year.
How long have they been sending you stuff?
Probably since I was 35.
Jesus. We just made a judgment call based on your picture. We're sorry.
I know, right? I mean, it's great. And trust me, I want to go on those outings.
A Viking cruise?
Discounts on Amtrak train trips?
I mean, I love the train. I want to take it.
Rental car discounts.
Yeah.
A movie theater, everything.
River cruises.
Man.
Yeah, I could easily play that part right now.
Basically, what ARP is saying is, you're old. We think you're going to die soon. Here's some sympathy. That is what I really take out of it.
Mr. Smith, we've been watching what you do on Sundays. It appears you like to relax and not do a lot.
Hi, right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday to you.
Bitches. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Couple of extra emails here. All of Macholas, I just want you guys to know about a sixer of Men's Room Original Red. That is great stuff, man. Rock on. You guys are the best. That from Chris in Tacoma. Subject, Ohio. Guys, just wanted to say, love your show. Been listening for a while and appreciate the love-hate you give to Baltimore. I feel the same. But speaking of Ohio, it's the worst state ever. Sketchy from Columbus to Cleveland, driven across the country three times, and each time the people are worse than before. From being followed from the gas station to our hotel room, and having our trailer being scoped out, to having weirdos stop us and ask us the most random questions. God bless the residents of Ohio. Much love, that from Renata. How you beautiful humans doing? Subject, quarantine chicken skewers.
Just change the name.
Knowing how much you guys love chicken wings, thought I'd share with you what we've been grilling every weekend during the quarantine that's got a similar delicious flavor profile. Bacon-wrapped chicken skewers with jalapenos. Before grilling, douse the skewers in Italian dressing, let them marinate for a bit. After grilling, baste them with a little Frank's, Thai chili sauce, barbecue, whatever you want. Pairs perfectly with a Men's Room Original Red. That from Lisa, breakfast burrito chef at Camp Diggin. And man, oh man, she makes a great breakfast burrito. That's
you really need to go to Camp Diggin. So. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I love breakfast burritos.
They are delicious. Mm-hmm, I almost got one this morning. It was at that time where I can get the cheeseburger or I can get the chorizo breakfast burrito. The only problem is this particular place, Twice Burger, they make those breakfast burritos so big and they have so much chorizo in there. Like, I would fall asleep and wake up with heartburn. I was like, gotta go burger.
Would you fall asleep here? Is it that big?
I would fall asleep here.
I see what you're saying.
They are big-ass burritos, yeah.
And gentlemen, finally here, was going through the radio.com app to see if I had missed any episodes. I thought I was up to date and wanted to listen to more of the shows, but I randomly discovered I had not listened to the July 9th episode yet. I have not laughed as hard as I did listening to Dry Vagina Steve in a long time. I'll listen to it over and over and over and over again numerous times. Might be color of the year so far. Still wish we knew what he was drinking. Keep it up, guys. Miss you, Wobbin. That from Prison Mike. All right, I think it's time we go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Light clicks. It's lit. Click it. Let's light. It's clip. Clicked, it's lit, clipped, and clicked.
Three times fast.
Lights click, it's lit, click it, let's lit, it's clip, clicked, it's lit, clipped, and clicked.
One.
Lights click, it's lit, click it, lights lit, it's clip, clicked, it's lit, clipped, and clicked.
Two.
Lights click, it's lit, click it, lits, lit, it's clip, it's lit. So close.
One in the loss column last time versus Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. Yeah. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Shake out the cobwebs today. Yeah. What a late night. Coming up with all these tongue twisters for 10 and 10 versus the FCC. We came up with some brilliant ones last night.
We really did. But I think it's any time that you just snort Febreze, I found my creativity goes through the roof.
Lo and behold, we came in here today. Would you believe there's a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC?
Son of a bitch.
Unbelievable.
Props for snorting a liquid.
Yeah.
It's not
this
easy.
This one comes our way from a listener who simply goes by Mumbles. And Mumbles Ted versus the FCC is about a man named Rick. And it goes something
like this.
Big Slick Rick strokes his big black pick through Kate's curly cut. Sadly, Big Slick Rick's big black pick is thick for Kate's curly cut. Big Rick now must stick his thick pick in a less rough fluff. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through and then three times fast.
Big Slick Rick strokes his big black pick through Kate's curly cut. Sadly, Big Slick Rick's big black pick is too thick for Kate's curly cut. Big Rick now must stick his thick pick in less rough fluff.
Three times fast.
Big Slick Rick strokes his big black pick through Kate's curly cut. Sadly, Big Slick Rick's big black pick is too thick for Kate's curly cut. Big Rick now must stick his big, thick pick in less rough fluff.
One.
Big Slick Rick strokes his big black pick through Kate's curly cut. Pick, all right, is too thick for Kate's curly cut. Big Rick now must stick his thick pick and less rough fluff.
Two.
Big Slick Rick strokes his big black pick through Kate's curly cut. Sadly, Big Slick Rick's big black pick is too thick for Kate's curly cut. Big Rick must now stick his big thick pick and less rough fluff.
Oh! Oh yeah! Wow! Big win. And Ted versus
the
FCC. Wins a win. It's a hot
trick for the win.
You are listening to the Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're in the Men's Room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Weekend is almost here on National Beer Day.
National Beer Day, that's right.
We will drink a toast coming up with a shot of the day. And normally we'd check in with Mike real quick on the headlines he's not working on, but I believe we have a more important phone call to take. No offense there, one Mike. Okay. Do we have the wonderful Joe Basak on the line from Elysian Brewing Company? Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, what's up, Joe?
What's been happening?
I've just been making a ton of beer, man.
Right out of the gate. You started early on the weekend, huh? Joe,
I had to watch out. You almost had to use the dump button there for a second.
Let's get to something else here real quick first before we get to our question we want to ask you. Joe, do you still have a boat?
I sold the boat.
Damn it. We were going to take it out this weekend. That was the reason we were calling. We were going to see if we'd all come down.
Should I hang up on him now?
Yeah, as well.
And then COVID hit, right?
Okay.
That was awesome.
All right. Just when you could have used the boat, you know what I mean, and gotten some social distancing.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay. All right. Well, the reason we're calling you, Joe, is because, as you know, we had some plans early on this year, and the idea would be that this is the 10th year of our partnership with Elysian Brewing Company, and we kind of wanted to do something special this year. Obviously, as you know, a little thing, the pandemic hit, and we're not able to do basically anything, but we decided that we would throw kind of a Hail Mary here anyway and see if there was any possible way that you might be interested in brewing us a special beer for this oh-so-wonderful celebratory occasion.
Now, just so you know, we hinted to people that you might. And look, the last time that we came up with the idea of doing a beer, we were all admittedly very drunk on tequila.
Mm-hmm.
This time we're sober, so it seems a lot more dangerous and ridiculous to ask.
Yes. Is it possible that we could put something together? He also did a little poll online and asked our listeners what they would prefer the style to be.
Sure.
They suggested a Pilsner.
Hey, we've done all the legwork.
Right.
Without the ability to actually make beer, see? Mm-hmm. So people are looking forward to this. This is a good thing.
And I know you guys are busy, because with everything going on, I'm sure people are drinking a lot less. So you probably don't
drink more.
Yeah, probably are kind of busy down there. Is there a way that we can figure out to be able to put a beer out in a relatively decent amount of time? Is that possible?
So it sounds ridiculous. It's hard. Absolutely. Of course.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah. Totally.
Thank you. And can we sample like 900 different styles before we get there? Just
we
to try out some porters?
I can get some test batches done, some pilots, and we can set up a little sampling opportunity for some folks. Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. Let me actually ask you this. Could you talk about the pilot sample batches? Being that you do what you do, how many different beer, honestly, in the course of a week, how many different beers do you think you try and or sample?
Oh, God, lots. So we wind up doing about 105 to 110 different beers every year.
Okay.
I think over the 25 years we've been open, we're up to about 630 or so different beers.
How's our Men's Room Red selling?
Very well.
Okay, good.
Very well.
Good.
But doesn't mean we shouldn't explore something new.
That's what we are talking about.
Okay. Sure. All right, so you're open to that? All right, well, we'll put you on hold, see if we can get more information from you. But, Joe, thank you so much, man. That is awesome news. So we can do the beer.
You bet. Absolutely.
Okay, so what we're going to do, and you might get an email from the boss, we're just going to tell the boss, hey, it's a go. We figure that
this
way.
Come later.
Right. Just like, no, you guys, that's why you have lawyers, right? We have lawyers for this company. Let them figure out all the illegal things we've done and make it right. But we'll tell them it is a go.
We didn't know it was National Beer Day either.
Timing is too good, right?
Yeah,
perfect, man.
Okay, we are good to go then. Are you going to make a little batch? You're going to make a big batch of this beer?
We'll do some pilot batches, small ones first, kind of narrow down, get the right profile, what we're looking for. Those are usually two-barrel batch. They're pretty tiny.
Okay.
And that's a couple of kegs, right? And then we'll ramp that up to about 240 barrels when we get going.
Ted and I need to go back out to the eastern shore, or I'm sorry, the eastern part of the state and pick the hops?
More hops?
We have those coming in.
Okay.
I wouldn't worry about it.
All right.
No, look, Joe, you know me. I'll go pick them by hand.
He was just offered his help, man, you know, but if you got people, I'll let them do it then.
So I'll let everybody know, what's going on with the locations now? Are you able to have the places open? Are people going in for growlers? What's the speed on that?
Capitol Hill is doing beer to go, food to go. The tasting room, which is where I'm at now, we're actually drinking beer here out on the deck. socially distanced really well.
Sure.
Elysian Fields is closed just because we're waiting for stadium business.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. All right, very good, man. So
I like it.
All right. Let us know when we can come up or down to the tap room down. Is that Georgetown now?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
So give us a location, man. And
corner of Airport and Lucille.
No. Just let us know when you want to do it. We know where it is.
I know.
Yeah. Nice plug for Georgetown, boy. Yeah, exactly. Now, we'll meet you down there, man. We'll try some beer out.
Cool. Done deal, man.
All right, brother. Thanks, man. Have a great weekend. There we go. We're going to go.
Bye, Jared.
There you go. All right. It's that easy.
There you go.
It is that.
I'm not.
You were trying to poo-poo on this. Man, if he can do it, it's such a... Oh, I almost cussed like you did. I almost had an S-E year. And it has been a bum year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel better about the year now?
I do.
That's all it takes.
I do.
That's all it takes.
I do.
And we can actually celebrate the 10th anniversary. Like, that's all we needed to hear.
Okay.
And then we'll hear from the bosses, I'm sure. But look, like anything, and this is the way we try to operate, and I mean this, in all facets of life. I just try to get the thing done. There are people that will tell you, hey, man, you know, there's protocols to follow. And it's like, Yeah, but they take a really long time, and every time you go through protocol, say it's a 10-step process to quote-unquote do things right, that's 10 opportunities to hear no. And that, to me, I don't like those laws.
I'm just excited. I'm just excited we get to do a beer, man. That's very cool.
That's fantastic,
man. It's been 10 years. We wanted to do this from the very beginning, just the idea of not knowing whether we could or not. Obviously, can't throw some huge party like Red Festival or anything like that. But at least we can get the beer.
We got a beer.
Get the beer.
We will have a beer.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it. All right, since it is International Beer Day, Mike made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.